Here's a thought I'll title, Explore More Deeply. Starting in 2009, I dreamt up a project that I thought would be a lot of fun, and as it turns out, it actually was. I decided I would do an annual project of winter trees. And I didn't want to make this a huge project for logistical reasons I don't need to get into. I wanted just a tight, small, sweet project, but done every year. So I decided, sort of arbitrarily, that each of these projects would be 5 images only, and except for the first one, all made within that year. So that was the project. Winter trees, done annually, 5 images per year. And it was all kinds of fun. And I did it each year for 7 years. I produced a new 5-image project, which included both a folio and a PDF. And interestingly enough, that relatively small-sounding challenge, I mean, how hard could it be to produce 5 images in a year? That challenge ended up being one of the most difficult projects I've ever done, for the simple reason that each year it became progressively more difficult to see the same subject in a new and different way. The first year was easy. The second year was not too complicated. The third year, there was some great weather that made it relatively easy. By the time I got to the fourth year, I was really having to stretch, because all the easy images I'd already done in the previous years. And so that year was quite a challenge, and the next year was even more of a challenge. By the time I had done 7 years of that project, I was really frustrated because I found myself at kind of a serious dead end. That's now 10 years ago, and I haven't done another winter trees project since then, but I've continued to photograph them. And somehow realized along the way that the real challenge was not the production of the project. 5 images, like I say, that's pretty easy to knock out. Whether it's a folio or a PDF, pretty easy to knock out. The challenge was not a logistical one, it was a mental one. It was a creative one. And the more I've thought about this, the more I've realized that's true about all of photography. Whether we're photographing something for the first time or the umpteenth time, the real challenge is always to see it with our eyes, perhaps in a new way, breaking free of the conventions of those photographers who have gone before us, breaking free of the conventions we've absorbed by looking at books and other photographers' work and being impressed by what they've accomplished. That's all well and good. It's a part of our education. It's a part of our important photographic literacy. But then when we're out there in the world with our camera, can we see something that's truly a genuine and deeply felt response to the world that is our own, so that those photographs become ours? Part of what brings this to mind, and the reason I bring the topic up today, is because I recently had an email from someone who had visited my website, seen the 7 annual winter trees projects, and simply popped off an email that said, "Hey Brooks, what gives? What happened to number 8? Why did you stop?" And I had to be honest and respond, I stopped because I wasn't seeing anything new, and I didn't want to just make more of the same. That's always a problem in photography, particularly project-oriented photography. Let's say even you're doing a project that has 20 images in it. How do you do that project so that there isn't any repetition in those 20 prints, or if it's a 5-print project, 5 prints? When we start repeating ourselves, isn't that sort of a way of saying we've run out of creative ideas? And creative ideas is the heart and soul of being an artist. So I've been thinking about the winter trees again. I have done work in the last 10 years where I've photographed more winter trees. What I haven't done is gone back and looked at those images to see if there's anything new, if there's any personal growth that has happened in my last 10 years of photographing winter trees that I could incorporate into winter trees number 8. Or, as far as that goes, number 9, 10, 11. Annual projects have that challenge as one of the great reasons to do one. Find a subject that you really love photographing, and then push yourself by devising a project, whether it's five prints like I did or something else. But however you structure it for your work and your creative life, the objective is to push yourself up against your own limitations and then figure out a way to go beyond your limitations to create something new, something exciting, and something that you've never done before and maybe perhaps that no one's ever seen before.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.